And welcome now to the midday for Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and with me, just settling in right now, Pulitzer Prize winning composer John Harbison, and the founder of the Token Creek Chamber Music Festival, which is in now which year, John?
29.
29 years. Well, welcome back to the midday.
Thank you.
And it's always been a mix of classical music, jazz, I think you've had for many years, if not from the beginning.
We don't have jazz anymore.
Contemporary.
Yeah.
And, as I say, going all the way back to Bach and maybe even a little sooner.
Correct.
So what's on tap this summer?
Well, we have three concerts. The first one is music of Bach and the contemporary composer James Primash, who will be in attendance for a set of his voice and piano music. The middle concert is a guest recital by the Kepler Quartet, focusing on the music of Ben Johnston, the subject of their recent comprehensive release of his quartets. And the final concert is a resumption of our series of song cycles, this time continuing with Schumann, the Dichterliebe, sung by Frank Kelly and working with Janice Weber, the pianist. That will also include some other music, some of the things that we're often associated with, music of Haydn, Mozart, but substantially Schumann, also the D minor Schumann trio. So three concerts.
Quite a wonderful mix of familiar and less familiar. And this year, the festival goes from August 25th, which is this Saturday already.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Runs through September 2nd.
Correct. It's 1 week.
This series of concerts, and it has a good reason for its name, the Token Creek Festival, because it takes place in Token Creek, Wisconsin, or I guess the suburbs of Token Creek.
Token Creek is actually visible from the concert venue, if anyone wants to be exact about it.
Exact about it. And the concert venue is a lovely, well-prepared barn.
We hope so. Well-prepared. Certainly a setting in which music, chamber music thrives.
Yeah, it's a nice intimate setting, and what shall we say, a lot more interesting to look at than many a venue in terms of the details of the place. And before we get too much further, you have a book out.
This indeed, it's a book called What Do We Make of Bach? And it's connected to a piece of the same name, which is going to be played by the Minnesota Orchestra with Paul Jacobs, organist. And it's about my long connection to Bach as a performer, I suppose, student of. And the book is like an expanded program note. I've often written program notes very reluctantly and sparingly, and in this case, I probably reversed the equation.
Well, yes, so program notes are can be a challenging thing, can't they? Because especially with a composer like Bach, where do you stop?
Well, I've written a lot about Bach and of course, program notes for all the big pieces that we do at Emanuel Church in Boston and also at Tanglewood. And yes, you can say a lot, but this is not really so much about Bach's music. Some of it is. It's more about how Bach's music might be still thriving and alive in today's world.
Well, I would say you could easily write 100 pages about that, too.
I didn't.
You're more succinct than that. This is a kind of a celebratory year for you, too, John Harbison, right? Kind of a milestone?
It is, yes. I'm doing my push-ups every morning in celebration.
80 push-ups?
Not 80. I do. I divide it by 10. I do 8.
I think that's quite fair. Yeah. Quite fair. Yeah. You have brought some music, and we'll hear a little sample of the sort of things that have been part of the festival there in Token Creek. And what do we have here?
Well, I mentioned Jim Primash right at the outset. I think that would be a good place to start. We have a recording by Don Upshaw and Gil Kalish of one of his hits, a song of his, which is performed very often, Cinder, on text by Susan Stewart. And let's just hear it. It's a short piece, but I think very representative of what Jim does.
A very atmospheric piece. That was Don Upshaw and Gilbert Kalish, did you say?
Yes, Cinder, Jim Primash, yeah.
One of the composers to be featured during the Token Creek Festival for 2018, featuring John Harbison as the, would you call yourself the music director as well?
Well,
as
I'm co-director with Rosemary Harbison, mm-hmm. and we've been in that alignment for the entire 29 years. The other composer on the first concert is J.S. Bach, and I'd like for the audience to hear an arrangement. We're doing arrangements of music for organ, as we have very often. I don't have anything against the organ. I love it, actually. But I feel that there's a lot of organ music that that another kind of public doesn't hear.
That's true.
So we're going to hear from the Token Creek Archives, back around 05, I think. This will be the third movement of the Trio Sonata for Organ in C Major.
And what's the configuration?
Well, might as well listen to it and then
take it from there.
See what we think.
Here we go. Thank you. it would be fun sometime to hear the two side by side, the original and the...
That transcription was for violin, viola, cello, and harpsichord. And the performers were Rosemary Harbison, violin, and myself on viola, and Rhonda Ryder, cello, and John Chappell Stowe, harpsichord.
And the arranger was?
Well, we just laid the parts out and played it.
Really?
it's nostalgia for me because I was invited by my colleagues to give up the viola a few years ago. But I enjoy hearing when I was actually playing on this festival. The arrangements that we're presenting are in various combinations this time, but again, from the vast and amazing literature for organ of Bach.
Yeah, you can kind of hear the organ original behind all that.
Those pieces are wonderful on the organ, of course, and very hard to play. But they're pretty hard to play when the transcription's too.
Yeah, I can well imagine.
Demanding.
Yeah, very rewarding, though.
So maybe we can talk a little bit about the last concert, which is the concert centering on Schumann, the Songcycle Dichterliebe, and the trio in D minor. The singer on the Schumann cycle is a veteran singer, much prized singer, actually in Boston, New York, various places that he's most often heard, Frank Kelly. And we have a recording, not a very recent one, of his work at Emmanuel Music in Bach. This is the aria from Cantata 75. So maybe we should just get a listen to him.
Sure.
And then talk a little bit about him as a leader singer as well.
Cantata 75 by Bach, Frank Kelly, the sound.
Yes, Emmanuel Orchestra, conducted by Craig Smith. Frank Kelly is probably best known to the public for his participation in the various Mozart opera performances, which were recorded in Europe on video and have been shown on television and in theaters all over the world. He was in Figaro as Basilio, Ferrando in Così fan tutte, also he was also in Don Giovanni, and a wonderful, generous performer, very fervent performer. I think that our audiences are going to be very glad to be hearing him in the Schumann cycle. Recordings down through the years.
Well, that's kind of a tradition for Token Creek also, is to have these song cycles, Schubert, Schumann in particular.
We've had a distinguished list of soloists over the years, James Maddalena and Lorraine Hunt Lieberson and Benita Valente, people who really are important to the whole art of singing, and we continue to bring them. I hope that our audience will be back again, that good song cycle audience here in Madison.
It is a thing unto itself, a little world of its own. Yes, and that concert will be on Sunday, that performance of the Dichterliebe of Schumann, as well as one of Schumann's piano trios, and there are some other things in that concert as well, Mozart and Haydn and Harbison, the world premiere of In Early Evening. And other things coming up in February for you, aren't there?
Yes, busy season. I'll be back in Madison much of February for a number of events with a lot of the groups in town, which I'm looking forward to very much.
More Harbison on tap in various performances around this part of Wisconsin. Well, again, the Token Creek Festival for 2018, the 29th such festival, takes place this coming Saturday, the 25th of August, at 4 p.m. and goes through September 2nd at 4 p.m. Several concerts, all of them there at the barn.
Yes, indeed.
Right outside of Token Creek, Wisconsin, and with various performing combinations and quite a variety of old and new, familiar and not so familiar music, and all of it led by John and Rosemary Harbison.
Come early, have a look at the garden. Come have a look at the beautiful new opened up trout stream that goes all the way into Token Creek. There's a lot to see and do.
Took some dams out, did they?
Well, more than that. We dug a trench.
Okay, so that's something to look at as well as here out at Token Creek. John, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.